I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Israel says peace talks in the Middle East will be tabled until Palestinian radical groups disarm. And yet, Dr. Bishara Awad, president of the Bethlehem Bible College, has hope for what's coming in the region's future. But Awad says the pressure on Palestinian believers is intense. As a result, many are leaving the region, which means what's left is a remnant church. And that's why there's a Bible college.
With the Bible college, we wanted to keep Christianity in the land. And we have found out that our graduates stay in the land, they serve the Lord, and they go out and fellowship and preach, and even they start churches.
Next, how do you reach a country that's had the gospel for 2,000 years? That's the question Greater Europe Mission is asking as they minister to the Catalan people group in Spain, where just a quarter of 1% are evangelical Christians. Jan's Lauren Wells says Catalan believers have expressed a need, not for more people to explain the gospel, but for people to display it.
If we come as servants, actually demonstrating them, working out for them in our lives a Christian walk, they find that very, very attractive.
Jem is seeing a movement toward home-based churches. Pray for the challenges these Catalan Christians face as they try to impact Spain in new ways. And Transworld Radio just completed 40 days of fasting for at-risk women around the world. TWR's Project Hannah initiative is designed to raise awareness of women who are abused, neglected, and spiritually needy. And now Project Hannah is celebrating its 8th anniversary. What started with 12 friends has now exploded into an 80-nation prayer effort and a radio broadcast in 30 languages. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about what you heard today, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage is also found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.